the Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals. Sometimes when you are at Disneyland, you know, you're doing a lot of stuff, you think your kids are going to run out of energy, and they will prove you wrong. And you need to go somewhere where they can burn off some more energy while you get to relax. So today we are talking about Disneyland play areas. I'm Becca with This Crazy Adventure Called Life.
And I'm Jessica from The Happiest Blog on Earth.
Okay, Jessica, your kids are getting older, so you're kind of moving out of this phase. And my oldest is getting out of this phase, but I still have twins that are young and rambunctious, and they just want to run around and do all the fun things and not have to constantly be supervised or standing in line. And so thankfully, Disneyland has areas that they can do that. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And I am going to say right up the front that I think there are 3.5 areas where they can do this.
Resort-wide?
Resort-wide.
Okay.
I'm not including the hotel pools and things, though.
Okay. Okay.
Can you think of them? Let's see. Okay.
I can think of 3, so I wonder what the half is.
All right, so why don't you tell me one, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay, first one, Mickey's Toontown.
Oh, yes. Like, they reimagined Mickey's Toontown, and, you know, I always worry when they do a reimagining of a land. Are they just going to throw on new paint and be like, yeah, we had it closed for a year for no reason? But this one's amazing. It is, like, it was interactive before, but it is so much more interactive, so much more, it's so inclusive. Much more inclusive. Yes, that's what I was looking for. Inclusive. And it's really great. There's like stuff to do everywhere. And whether it's Goofy's How to Play Yard or Donald's Boathouse, and they are, I believe the splash area is now working. I don't think they're running it right now because it's winter, but I believe it's completed. And then even inside the houses, there's stuff to do, like Minnie's house. And then, of course, our favorite things over in the prop area where they have the boxes that make noise and the handles you can pull. But it's a ton of stuff. What is your favorite feature in Mickey's Toontown?
Oh, there's so many things and so many, like, Easter eggs. But the favorite thing for me to do is to sit in those tulip flower kind of cup things and you just spin around. And I've done that a few times, and one time I had to wait my turn in line, but none of the kids realized that I was waiting, and so kids just kept going, and then finally another parent was like, oh, did you want a turn? I'm like, yeah, because their kids kept going on and, like, coming back, and I would never get a chance to, like, hop in. So if you're a big kid like me, head to Mickey's Toontown in the morning, and there's more chances that you'll be able to do those without any Disney adult shame.
Yes. And I will say Mickey's Toontown, since the reimagining, because it was done so well, it is a popular place now. So if you are one of those people that you're like, okay, I don't want to have to try and keep an eye on my kid with a million people, definitely head there first thing in the morning or in the late evening. And then again, after if there are fireworks, it will close for fireworks, but then it will reopen. So then that's another great time to go if you're there that late and your kids actually have energy that late. So those are the times it's least busy. They also have the fountains that you can play in. They have open grassy areas that you can sit or play or just relax. They've got like a tree where it has different roots that come up in the ground just there, like for kids to climb on. It's a fake tree, obviously, but it's great. Some of the little details I love is that they have wheelchair ramps to get up to the slides. And then at the bottom of the slide, it ends like on a bench. So if you need to transfer a child back to a wheelchair, you can. I found places where it had the word play, and then underneath it, it had play in Braille, which was pretty cool. Just lots of stuff for sensory seeking children and things like that. I love that area. My kids have not gotten to spend a ton of time there because they haven't been too many times since it reopened, but they loved it when we were there. So I think it's a great area. And the only thing I wish is that they had a little bit more seating for parents that don't want to get on the ground.
Okay, good point. One thing I should add for Mickey's Toontown is they also have some great food and snack options, as well as some good cold brews, different things like that for parents. So while you're snacking or sipping, you can watch your kids play.
Yes, and there are also three rides in that area, in that land. There is Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin, which I do want to warn can be a bit scary for kids. Just the scenes are a little darker. So just be aware of that. We have Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, which we've mentioned multiple times on this podcast, and that it has the best queue of any ride we've ever done. And then the third one is they changed the name, but it's so close. So I'm hoping I don't mess it up. Chip and Dale's
Chip and
Gadget
Dale
Coaster.
coaster winner.
Yeah, it used to be Gadget's Go Coaster. So now I will say Chip and Dale's Gadget Coaster is one that can get eight. It does not have Fast Pass. It's the only one in the land. Or I said Fast Pass, Jessica. It does not have Genie Plus and a Lightning Lane.
Definitely doesn't have Fast Pass.
Nobody has Fast Pass anymore. But it's a small roller coaster, which it is a pretty good introductory roller coaster, but that line can get really long and it's about a 30-second ride. Like, I could be wrong, it could be longer, but it feels like a 30-second ride. So
It
just be
might even be
aware.
shorter.
It's really short. So just be aware that if you're going to stand in a 40-minute line, you're only going to get 30 seconds. But sometimes when it's your kid's first roller coaster, that 30 seconds traumatizes them enough. So anyways, that's Toontown. So name
Okay.
another one.
Second one, I'm going to say in Disneyland Park, and I'm going to say Tom Sawyer's Island, Pirate's Lair on Tom Sawyer Island, whatever the proper Disney term is.
Yes, this one's my kids' favorite. They love it because they can go exploring caves, they can climb. There's all these different, like, turn this wheel, but you have to use two people because it's heavy, and then a treasure comes up, or do this, and the water level will go down or up. And they love it. Swinging bridges, lots of fun stuff. The bridges where there's barrels underneath the and you run across, but if you go too slow, your feet get wet. They love it. There's also some of the reasons I like this is it is away from the park a lot, and there are so many people that don't know how to get there that it normally doesn't get super crowded unless it's a really busy time of year. And even then, it's not awful. So you load across from the Haunted Mansion. There's a raft that you get on, and they take you over, and then like they'll bring you back as well.
Yeah, and that part alone is super cool.
Yeah, it is. A few other things that are on there. I love that they have bathrooms. They have two bathrooms, one in the front that's just normal bathrooms, and then in the back where the fort is, there is a companion bathroom. So they do have that. I still don't know if I would take a stroller or wheelchair over there because this is like you're out in the on a trail. So it is kind of bumpy. So unless you have done that before, you may not like it. But there's so much to do, and somewhere on there is a huge pirate treasure that you can find. And that's always
Right.
fun. But what we do is because there's picnic tables also there. And so we will grab beignets, go over to the Pirate's Lair on Tom Sawyer's Island, and we can sit, have beignets, and then my husband and I can sit and talk or make our Genie Plus selections for later in the day while the kids go run around and burn off some energy.
That's so perfect. I would say my go-to is to get like a frozen banana, which
Ooh, yeah.
are super frozen solid. So by the time I get over there, it's ready to eat. And I've even gone there by myself and just slowly done some walking around there. And there is so much like peace and zen to be found over there. That was one of my favorite times, like alone at Disneyland, just walking around and enjoying the sights.
Okay, so what's our next play area?
Next play area, I'm going to move over to California Adventure Park and talk about Redwood Creek Challenge Trail.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, my kids love it. There, one thing to know though about this area, so it is like you're in the Redwoods, right? And you're doing things like rope bridges, and there's a climbing wall, and there's a zip line. But here's the deal, is there are height requirements for some of these, right, like the climb wall, and there are height limits, like you can't be over this amount. And the one that's really sad for my oldest, because he has aged out, is that there is an age restriction to the zip line. You have to be under 12 years old, and he's a teen now, so he can no longer do that. So he's really, really sad. But the zip line's a small one, like you might find at a corn maze or something like that. It's not huge or anything. And there's just so much new. There's slides. There's tons of stuff. What are some of your favorite features of that area?
So there's different little like quizzes kind of things where you can discover your spirit animal, right? Yeah. And then they also have different paw prints or prints for different animals in the ground. So you can look around for those. The last time I did climb, like it's not rope climbing, but they're like the rope bottoms along. My kids were playing and they said, come on, mom, come with us. And I had a pencil skirt on. So that was really fun. I did it. I was like, you know what? They haven't asked me to come play with in a long time. So luckily I didn't fall and get stuck up there in my like wedges and pencil skirt, but it was a lot of fun. And it's a great workout if you need a little workout for the adults to climb through those things. It's a lot of fun. There's tons of shaded areas there to sit. Yes. I would say it's a little bit harder to keep an eye on your kids there than like Mickey's Toontown. There is one entrance and exit, but there are different ways to get there.
Yes. So this is one where you definitely need it. If you're going to sit while your child plays, you definitely need to have a child that's old enough to understand that this is where I'm at. And even that my 8-year-olds still get a little lost in there sometimes because there are so many different bridges and paths and things. But another great thing about it is this area also has a character meet and greet usually. So oftentimes during most of the year, it is Raya from Raya and the Last Dragon. And it's the holidays, we get Santa there that meets and greets. And it's actually one of my favorite places to meet Santa because it is great for large groups. It has a big stage area that you can meet Santa on. It's covered, but also it is one of the few places that utilizes a DAS system to meet Santa. You can get a return time. So it's really cool. I love that area. And there's also picnic tables in there so you can take food in and eat and have a snack. That's great. Okay, Jessica.
And it's beautiful too.
It's such a beautiful pretty It's like space. You're in the Redwoods. They also have like the little duck races you can do on the creek. If the cast members are there, you can drop your ducks and see which one wins.
Okay, I haven't seen creek. That.
And there's like when you first go in, there's like a spot where you walk through what feels like a redwood. It's one of the few fake trees in the area. A lot of the trees are real in that area. So
that's so cool.
It's so fun. Now, can you guess what the half play area is? Because there's lots of things you might consider like, sure, there's this ball in water you can spin. It's not something like that.
Okay, I have two guesses. One is the Disney Junior show. The other one I would say is the tiered area where World of Color Viewing is in front of Paradise Bay, because there's just so much open space and kids can roam a little bit more freely. Did I get any half points?
I mean, I guess I could give you like quarter points for those because I think those are great. Obviously, we lost one with Bugs Land because it had the great splash area. There is a splash area that sometimes, rarely, I've never seen it happen, but I have seen pictures over in that World of Color area that they can do fountains. Mm-hmm. I have never been there when it's been on, but some of our Disney Kids members have shown pictures of it. No, the half area I'm talking about is somewhere I thought would be more of a play area, and it's not, and it is the new Adventureland Treehouse.
Yes. Oh, so pretty too.
It is so gorgeous. Now, the old treehouse had a swing bridge and kids would just love to run across that, and had a few more elements that they could get a little hands-on with. But this one, not so much. Pretty much everything is something you look at there. But there are a lot of stairs, so that can tire kids out. And I think that gave it the being a half of a play area is because they will get their energy out going up and down all of the stairs. But there are lots of fun Easter eggs too. It has, I don't want to give them away, but it has Easter eggs for Tarzan and for the Swiss Family Robinson and a few other adventure families that we have come to know and love.
I love that. And it's always nice to just find a place that's a little secluded and empty where your kids can roam and explore. I would say another one, if you're just looking for room for them to move around, is in the back of Hollywoodland at the Hollywood back lot. And sometimes they have live music back there, so it gives the kids a chance to move around and dance too.
Yeah, definitely. I also feel like in the evenings, a lot of times, Tomorrowland over in front of Space Mountain, like we're talking like later evenings, it gets pretty dead over there and you can let them play around a little bit more. There's lots of areas that you can find. There's a few areas in Galaxy's Edge that you could let your kids kind of play a little bit if you find it. So there are areas that they can kind of run around and be kids. And we love that Disney understood that even though there's all these rides and all these attractions, there's still kids need to be kids. And you did mention, I do want to give an honorable mention to the Disney Junior Dance Party, because they really get those kids' wiggles out when you want to go there. And it's inside, so it's air conditioned. And they have all the seating on the benches in the back for the adults, which is a big bonus. So there are lots of play areas. We want to know about your favorite play areas. Go ahead and leave that in the comments or join the discussion in the Disney with Kids Facebook group. And we will see you next week.